Hey, Garden Legends. This episode is brought to you by our mates at Dr. V, Australia's first healthy energy drink, with four refreshing drinks that boost energy, stamina, and immunity without artificial colours, flavours, and preservatives. This stuff's the duck's nuts.
In times when demand for energy is so high, Dr. V allows us to do this podcast with no jitters or crash. Visit drv.com.au and use hashtag blokes for 20% off and free shipping.
Yeah, I'm down. Strike a light, Brownie. How are you, mate?
Robbo, mate. It's good to be back as always. How are you?
I'm good, mate. I'm good, mate.
Strike what's a light happening? Never gets old, does it?
Oh, I hope it doesn't.
What's happening, mate? Busy week or what?
Well, funny you say that, mate. Though, given it's been 4 hours since we filmed our last episode.
couldn't stay away from each other, mate.
Busy day. No, we have got a busy weekend coming up, so it's going to be another double episode.
Yeah, next week we're going to have it off, which will give us a chance to... No, reset, a bit of a break.
Recover. R&R.
Yep. I'm going away for the weekend, going to the Stirling Ranges for a bit of a trip.
It is lovely down there. Going to see Bluff Noel. See how he's going.
Yep.
Ask him if he's good. Wish him well wishes.
Doing Toolburn up as well.
Yep. I think I'm getting folded like a camp chair at a horse event.
Drink responsibly, mate. Have a few waters.
I'll have a few hundred waters. At this
okay.
Mount's going
drink
down.
Responsibly, mate. Maybe every sip of alcohol.
Yeah. Two gallons of water per half Chardonnay.
Yeah,
no, it'd be sweet.
well, you know, we're doing a Q&A this week, as you probably know by the title, but we'll still do Song of the Week. Thought of the Week?
Song of the Week. Your Song of the Week?
Juice WRLD, Already Dead. Just came out.
You're a Juice WRLD fan, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, my music changes here and there. I like everything, but it's a song about him feeling like he's dead. Like, he's already died, though, so it's kind of creepy.
Interesting.
And it's incredibly sad. Like, the lyrics are, for someone who had passed away from an addiction.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Talking about, you know, struggling and everything like that, it's really tough. So, I went to his concert, actually, and he died, like, 6 days later or something.
Yeah, that's heavy.
Not good.
Yeah. Mine's probably very, very similar. I'm going to have to go with Does Your Mother Know by ABBA. I actually froth that. I actually really, really like ABBA.
Bloke to bloke.
I can't stand Juice WRLD and the likes of that music. I just, it's whining.
See, the thing is, I think, I fully understand it, but if you heard the lyrics...
I guess there's meaning to
context,
the lyrics,
if you put it into context, I feel like you would...
Yeah.
Not appreciate or... You could probably acknowledge it. The music side of it, you don't have to like, but it's incredibly...
Cool.
It's incredibly sad to look at and listen to.
Yeah.
Q&A, great time for it. We were due one.
Yeah. Before that, we're going to say Thought of the Week.
Oh, Thought of the Week.
That's fine, mate. You can just run your own show. I'll fucking sit in the corner and twiddle my thumbs.
What is Thought of the Week, mate?
Thought of the Week this week, based off our chat last week and what we talked about in the podcast, we wanted to actually extend this into Thought of the Week. Nothing changes if nothing changes.
Yep.
Now, it's not as simple as actually think about those words. Nothing changes if nothing changes. Nothing in your life is going to change if nothing's going to change. Sometimes you have to put your A into G, do something about what you're doing to see change in what's happening.
Yeah, you want that new job, you got to go and get it.
Yeah.
You want the girl, you got to go and get it.
Yeah, you don't like the girl and you want to leave the relationship, you got to do something. Something has to change for something to change in how you're feeling.
Absolutely, mate. An incredibly important concept.
So simple, but based off last week's episode, if you haven't heard it, it was probably our favourite episode to date.
Yep.
Nothing's going to change in your life if nothing's going to change in your life.
That's right, mate. So we did ask some questions on Instagram at Bloke to Bloke.
Yes.
We have a lot. We will not
150 plus, I think.
We will not be able to get through all of them, unfortunately. No. We may do another one in the future. Of course we will.
We might definitely, probably.
We might. Likely. No, we definitely will. But there's also a few questions that we can't answer for...
we don't have...
If we're not qualified or haven't experienced them, it's not fair and right. We would probably undermine the situation or what's being spoken about. So we're not ignoring you.
Trust us. As much as we'd like to have this conversation or discussion, it may not be...
There's some very serious questions.
It might deserve more than a one-minute reply, and we don't want to undermine, as you said.
Or it deserves someone that should respond.
A professional, educated response that we can't formulate from where we're coming from based on the question you've asked. So we're not ignoring you. We're... in a way, trying to respect the severity of the question you might be asking and not answer.
How long, Robbo, we'll start straight away, how long have you been growing the luxurious mullet?
The mullet, I've had long hair for like 6 years, seven, eight years.
Yep.
I had a bun for like 6 years, then got cut a mullet. I had the mullet cut quite short.
Yep.
And I actually got a haircut a couple of hours ago from Mum. She trimmed the sides and top. Yep.
Been bloody tastic.
And cut the dead ends off.
Looks
so
good. Looks good, mate.
Thanks, mate. So does yours. Your mullet looks good too, mate.
I'm getting there.
I'll fire away with the next one, mate.
Yep.
How to tell your friends and family you are happy being single and not looking for anything?
Just be open and honest.
It's, you don't have to be in a relationship to be happy. What the fuck?
I don't think your family should expect that either, should they?
No, I think that's harsh and
yep.
That's not fair on someone to have that perspective on something like a relationship. That doesn't yep. Your happiness doesn't have to be defined by having someone else around.
Absolutely.
So that's, yeah.
Yep.
I've made a few TikToks about that, so have a squeeze at
definitely.
Them.
Timmy Bobby says, things to look out for new potential good stock investments.
P.S. It's a green day, baby. Well, obviously, you wrote that on a day that we didn't have a green day because we didn't have many green days last week.
Nope.
Oh, the week before, sorry.
Yep.
Hopefully, when you hear this last week, we had many, many green days.
Exactly. Well, first
of all, good fundamentals.
Not financial advice. General advice only.
General advice.
Good management, good fundamentals.
Good graph.
Good graph.
Good sector.
Good moat. DYOR.
Do your own research on yep. that. Yeah, so those sorts of things.
Yep.
Yeah. That's probably what we look at most. Keen to visiting New Zealand one day.
I actually don't know a lot about the NZ, other than that it's beautiful. That's like
the land. I really, stuff. Really yeah. appreciate really nice landscapes, and I know the people are really nice. We've got a Kiwi bloke at work.
Yeah,
he's a lovely bloke. And did you hear about the news about the protests about the I think the jab or something? Yep. And they're outside Parliament and they're mm-hmm. knocking down rails and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then a minute yep. later, they're picking them all back up.
Yeah, they're soft, very soft like, people.
I just want to go to that. They're lovely people. So yep. from what I've heard. So that's that one. I'll ask the next one, mate. When you guys get to take this on the road, would it be as shows or in a school event kind?
I would love to do anything and everything.
Both.
But I think we're probably more looking towards like shows and
if we were to eventuate yeah, into that like area.
Young teens and adults.
I don't think
we're not qualified for school kids.
We don't have to be qualified, but the way we talk and the way we go about things.
The way your language sometimes.
I would slip up and it's like, fuck.
The poor 10-year-old who goes home and tells mum that he saw Robbo and Robbo told him to fucking
speak give it about a crack.
His emotions and mum, I'm going to have a fucking crack.
Yeah, don't have crack, just have a crack.
But I actually think we could talk to one school day. Kids.
Yeah. I have actually been asked to talk to some schools yeah. and it's like, I wouldn't.
I just think if we busy. Had to pick, we'd be more inclined to the
teams. It'd be something external from school that yeah. I'd sneakily ask the school kids to come.
And if they're coming on their own.
Yeah, not under the parents not under an actual. They're going to
be a bleep this, bleep that.
Be your language.
Robbo, how do you leave yeah, a job?
Straight to the next one. How do you leave a job? I'm 17, left, got graduated today. I was promised an apprenticeship. If you're promised an apprenticeship, fucking oath, get into it. Make sure you're guaranteed that apprenticeship. I would make sure that's in paper, set in stone before.
I read that as he left school. He would have graduated today.
Oh, sorry.
He was promised an apprenticeship and didn't get it, and he wants to leave. Is that the way I read it? How do you leave a job at 17? Would look if you promise leave school if you're promised an apprenticeship. That's what
and that's what you want to do. That we're not really quite sure what's going on.
If you're promised an apprenticeship and you didn't get it because they're mucking you around or something, also leave that job.
Yeah, and if school's not for you, school's not for you. That is more than fine. Go give something a crack that you want to give a crack.
Yeah,
that's I don't quite understand the wording of that. Sorry, mate. Hopefully, we answered your question.
Robbo, I don't know why we're being asked this. What's your gym routine? No one wants to know mine. Okay, cool. Next. Yep.
That's actually a really, really flattering question.
Yep.
I don't train legs, if you can tell, obviously. I like running. That's my training of my legs. I'll do some lunges sometimes.
Yep.
I do a lot of volume.
Mm-hmm.
I never go less than 5 reps. I have a twisted bung shoulder and sore knee that hurts when I go heavy. So, yeah, lots of training for hypertrophy, I guess.
And I also think that you eat quite well.
Yeah, I try to.
Well, that's diets a lot.
That's part of your gym routine, essentially. Lots of volume.
Yep.
And, yeah, pretty much.
Consistency, I guess.
I like cardio-based things as well.
Yep, cool.
Volume.
Yep.
Don't have to always lift heavy.
Yep.
Forklift driving tips from the master himself, Brown. What's your forklift driving tips?
I have driven one before.
Have you actually?
I wasn't too bad at it, yeah.
Genuinely?
Yeah, genuinely. Yep.
Who let you?
I did it on
like did an steal?
Internship work experience thing.
Yeah, right. Just sit and rip. Just fucking send it.
Have a crack.
Put your seatbelt on first, though.
Yep, beauty.
Now, Brownie, thoughts on travelling at a young age? Will from Brunswick, Melbourne.
Oh, if it's something you want to do, go for it.
Fucking I didn't, personally.
Yeah.
You did.
Nah. Oh, well, I had,
you've done a bit of travel.
A bit of travel, but I had the full Europe trip booked. before COVID.
Yeah, before COVID, some pandemic came along.
Fantastic eye-opening experiences out there.
Which are priceless.
My partner has done Asia, like real, like...
We'll put that on notifications off there, mate. We've discussed this. I don't have to tell you again. Done Asia.
My partner's done Asia, and proper Asia as in like going to schools and stuff.
That's really, really to help cool.
Out. And she did hiking and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Real good sort of.
Yeah, you'll learn priceless experiences and you'll learn a lot about yourself. You learn a lot of independence. You can learn more traveling the world than you would at university if you've got the right perspective.
I really admire the people that go solo.
It's hats off. So give it a crack if you can travel sooner than later.
Yeah.
You go next one, mate. Okay.
You take this one.
I actually really love this one. I replied to this message from this girl saying, I really love this.
Mm-hmm.
A lolly, in brackets sweet, lemon, in brackets sour, and rubber band, something that stretched you, challenged you from your week. So lolly, lemon, rubber band, something sweet, something sour, and something challenged you. I love that.
Yep.
Brownie, hit me. Something sweet from 2 weeks ago because of the tense.
Something sweet. Going out for a good dinner with my partner.
Fucking oath.
Yeah.
Something sour, something not so good.
Something sour, pressures at work. Yep. Big decision.
Something that challenged you.
Time management on the weekend.
Yeah. Oh, that's well done, mate.
You?
Something sweet was the compliment.
Completely off the top of our heads.
Yeah, we haven't thought this through. The compliment I got at the servo when I was whistling.
Yep.
It was really nice.
Fantastic.
When she said, good on you for whistling and being happy. That was actually, it meant a lot to me.
Fantastic.
Something sour. Probably girl problems again. Extended girl problems. And something challenging was biting the bullet and trying to be the mature person when I didn't really want to be in that situation. I'm not saying they weren't, but for me, within
nothing
myself.
Nothing changes if nothing changes, mate.
To be that mature person and forgive and not be stuck up and just think, fuck you, you hurt me.
Yep.
To be the mature person. That was challenging. So we really, really like that.
I like this one.
Yeah.
Dealing with losing schoolmates, not due to bad circumstances, just growing apart. We probably both experienced
this. This is the most relevant. We could possibly do a topic about this. This is the most relevant thing to
How
us.
How many people from school are you friends with right now? I can count five on my hand.
Sam and I have been meaning to catch up.
Yeah.
And that's the only name I can say.
Okay. I've got about 5 to 10 max.
Yeah. I might actually message Sam Saba for a run tomorrow.
Yep, check in.
I'll see him every now and like a couple times a year. That's the relation I have with people at school. We're just different,
so
going different roads.
So how do you deal with that, Robert?
Sometimes you just cop shit on the chin.
Yeah.
That's reality. We've gone different paths. Just because we went to school together and we were mates doesn't mean we're mates forever.
You're mates when you're a kid.
Yeah, essentially.
No, you've grown a lot.
You go different ways. This is people a pathway. Not a lot of people do podcasts and interact with people.
Would we have been mates at school?
Oh, maybe. We'd be peers.
Different years.
Oh, yeah.
So that was my point, is that probably not. Like,
yeah, exactly.
So it does, yeah.
That's just a part of life. It's literally just a part of life. Some people are good mates and they don't make other mates.
Yeah.
And they stay in their school group and they could go, oh, I wish I could make other mates. And
Whereas,
whatever's going and just stay true to yourself.
Yep.
I'll give this a crack, mate.
Yep.
Is meditation something you guys do and that you recommend? Ruben from Southern Highlands.
I don't, but I've heard it's good.
Yep.
And I admire people that do it.
Yep.
I don't know.
I have the exact same response.
Okay, great.
From what I've heard and what I see, it's fucking awesome. If you want to give it a crack, I would highly recommend it from what I've heard from other people.
Yep. Robbo, worst story from a night out with the boys.
The boys' night.
Yeah, we touched upon this before. That was just horrible.
The boys' night was dismal.
Horrible.
Horrible. Just a boys' night that turned south because of a certain individual that...
I've got a great story that wasn't involving you from a boys' night out, or not just a night out in general. That was like the typical, like something bad happened to me and that I just like completely like had a great night because I was just like, well, I don't even care, I'll deal with it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Went to listen out. My partner was there at the time, not my current partner. Typical things. I got debt.
Yeah.
I'd had an absolute ripping night after that.
Yeah, that's sick.
And we walked home, the boys, like we walked like 5, 10 Ks home, ended up with like coming on with like traffic cones and signs and just having
that.
We were kids. It was like 3 or 4 years ago. Yeah. And just like, just classic night. And woke up, but terrible night. But on like in reflection, we won't forget it. We went to arcade and like...
So for those that live in Perth, they went to arcade. Exactly.
Denzel Curry was playing.
Oh, you told me about this.
It was like, dude, people with balaclavas. It was like, my house.
We're not making it out tonight.
My housemate Jordan was there. We were like literally fearful. Like, it was like a riot. Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
So I just want to expand on the boys' night a little bit. So went out. I got absolutely hounded by a girl. I won't say who it was or what the situation was. I'm getting my head just beaten off.
Yeah.
And this other random girl at the club came up and she's saying to her right in front of my face, "He's just a two. Like, you're so much better than him. He's nothing."
I bet she's in your DMs right now.
And then
in the requests,
the girl that was hounding me in the first place went off and she comes up to me. She's like, "Yo, that was crazy. Like, are you all right?" I'm like, "You just called me a two right in front of my face." She's like, "Yeah, that's what girls do to support each other." I'm like, "No." And then so I got written to pieces. You were with her for a little bit chatting. We're walking to the train.
She was saying all the right things to me.
And she's like, ticked every box in your eyes. You're like, "Yeah, Robbo's
I messaged you the next morning. Like, I was like, "Hey, mate, right? I assume it went well." She was going to like apologize. And then you're like, "Nope, dismal."
Complete opposite. I got pulled to pieces later on.
We love that.
Hilarious. We look back. That was the boys' night that went downhill. There's more to it. We won't be able to get into that.
Yep.
Right, I'll ask the next one. What are you most scared for in the future? Connell Power, Perth.
So, what are you most scared about in the future?
Reaching my deathbed and regretting things I didn't do.
Right, yeah. Connell is...
I know that name.
He's our mate from the bottle shop.
Yeah, that's right. You mentioned a few times.
Yeah, he's a fella from the bottle shop. Shout out to Connell. Scared for in the future. I just don't want to be a failure.
That's
myself.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
My own expectation. Well, I don't want to be, like... I feel like I'm trying to put measures in place to be successful career-wise, financially. I just don't want to be a failure.
Yeah, well, that's fair. So, I don't want to... Yeah. Regret not doing things, giving things a crack when I'm not able to, whether that be... Yeah.
Great question. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, mate. Robbo. You go this one.
Have you been stereotyped? Or do you find yourself stereotyping people?
This is a good question from Tierra Melb.
Have you been... We both...
Fucking oath, because I've got a mullet.
Okay. Well, you do. And the mustache.
Yeah.
But the whole irony and the joke that we have about bloke to bloke, and the reason we started it is because we are both kind of the opposite stereotype. Yeah. You're the Aussie bogan, the mullet,
mate.
And the mustache. Well, you're actually not a bogan, that's the thing. That's the stereotype. And I'm the, clean cut, skin fade, freshly trimmed suit kind of guy.
So, that's the based off stereotypes that you'd see, and we try and push that for bloke to bloke as being...
You get many comments like...
Complete opposite.
You're not what you seem.
No, not really.
Okay, I get it all the time. Oh, dude, I thought you were serious. And do I give that vibe off?
You do, mate. It's your haircut. It's your stereotype.
Mate.
Kind of we do stereotype. I try not to in a negative way.
I think everyone does subconsciously. It's part of society, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Just give someone a chance, I guess.
Something you regret doing and not doing sooner and what this has taught you moving forward.
This podcast.
Yeah, that's what you regret not doing sooner.
Yeah.
And I've said this multiple times, I don't regret anything for what it's been for me because I see everything as a learning curve.
Yeah.
And I would not be where I am today without going through what I've been through.
Yeah.
And I only regret them for what they've done for other people in a negative way.
So you've answered something you regret, you don't. I'm saying something I regret not doing, which is this earlier. And the reason being, it's taught me so much probably about myself, you and people. In general, right?
Yeah.
Well, in saying that, I don't regret not starting it sooner at the same time.
Yeah.
Because we're here now. Well.
Yeah.
We talked about it for a while. It means we were pretty well planned.
We were, actually.
Yeah. So, bit of both.
I'll say this one. Okay. Hey, boys, could you talk a little more about blokes trying to build up courage to go see? Cut off there, so I'm going to assume a psychologist, maybe. We can fill that in. I'm sorry if it wasn't a psychologist. Do you want me to answer? Or you got that?
Haven't been.
Yeah.
So, I think you should answer it.
Can you talk a little bit about blokes trying to build up the courage? Just do it. If you're in the situation where you think you might need to talk to someone, that's because you made the decision because you want to improve your headspace. If you want to improve your headspace, that's an exciting thing to do.
Yeah.
That's a good thing to do. You're seeing a psychologist to be in a better mindset, which is a good, exciting thing. It doesn't have to be daunting. It doesn't have to be something based around really bad mindsets suicide and these types of things. It can be... Oh, this is where I'm at now. I want to be a bit better than this.
Yep.
This is what I do to be a bit better than this.
From someone, I said I wasn't going to answer, but I will.
Yeah.
From someone who hasn't been and taking a completely different point of view, if a bloke who does a podcast and has 160,000 plus TikTok followers can go, you can go too.
It's as easy as
you can. If someone else who seems to be positive and talks about all this can go, you can go too.
That's actually good. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. What are your thoughts on the whole Travis Scott situation? Damien from Craigie Perth.
Terrible.
Absolutely fucking catastrophic. For someone to put something like that before the lives of someone else, is that honestly fucking boils my blood that people don't have the heart and soul to go, hang on, this is happening at my show. I'm sort of responsible for this.
Talks that he didn't really know, but I don't know.
Oh, it's just, and the camera crew, apparently they can't hear. I know, it comes down to situation and circumstances. And then the fact that he posted on social media about other things, not the first thing he posted wasn't
it. What really gets me addressing makes me sick is the thought of the domino effect of someone gets pushed over, so some and just being
getting trampled to your death. That frightens me.
So frantic and it makes me sick. So I really feel for.
So genuine thoughts go out to those people
and anyone else involved as well. Yeah, it's just terrible.
Or anything relating to something like that happening.
Robbo, can you demolish a drum from
drummy?
A drummy for me, please,
mate. I will. Next time. I've lost a little bit of weight because I've stopped eating them, so maybe it's a tough choice.
Yep.
Do you guys ever face guilt with setting boundaries with friends/work, etc., to protect your mental health? Hard to not feel like an arsehole when I say no to things.
I had this discussion recently with my partner about trying to find boundaries with, I find myself, I'm trying to do so much, podcast, girlfriend, work, social, gym, and I really need to work on setting boundaries to give myself a bit of time to myself, I guess.
Yeah.
And whether you feel guilt or not, sometimes it's hard to say no, but it's like a necessity. You have to do it.
You have to.
You'll burn out. I did that. That's me.
There is no guilt associated in prioritizing your mental health, and saying no to things is prioritizing your mental health.
The right person will understand that.
And if they don't, then be fucking glad you said no to them. If they can't appreciate you putting your mental health first in a situation where you need to prioritize yourself, be fucking thankful you didn't go out and give them your time and say yes to them.
Yep.
That's kind of what happened on Saturday with the phone call of me not being able to do the lawns. That's fine. Your problems. Yep. Sweet.
Yep.
Never feel guilt to prioritize your mental health. That is fucking...
Yep.
No way.
Robbo, what's the best advice when choosing your mates over a girl?
Always, mate. No.
Find the balance.
The person who's going to appreciate you most and be best for you.
It's not actually healthy to... quote, dog the boys is what people say it is. And that's what people
bros before hoes, all that,
It's also not healthy to see your mates at the expense of your partner.
Yep.
Balance. It's healthy to do both.
Yeah.
And if you can overlap all of them at some point, that's great.
Find that middle ground. If you miss your mates, they want to see you and they appreciate you and who you are and you've been seeing your missus shitloads.
Yeah. Agreed.
You can say, no, I can't see you. I really want to see my mates. Obviously in a way that's respectful. And if she can't appreciate that, she ain't the one.
Yeah, definitely.
Just plain and simple.
Definitely.
Two things. Mullets and... I won't say that, sorry. Sydney from Sydney.
No, we just did that, mate. We just did that. Where have you been in Australia and your fave place?
I've been fuck all in Australia.
Okay. Have you been... I've been to Melbourne, Sydney, Queensland, Canberra.
Fuck me, man.
WA. So WA. I haven't been to the NT, I haven't been to Tasmania.
I went to Queensland when I was about 11.
Yeah. Beautiful place.
That's it.
Gold Coast.
I don't remember.
Okay. In WA, down south's beautiful. But outside of WA, I would have to say I really, really enjoyed Melbourne.
Yep.
Because of...
you're a rich, fancy man.
The footy.
Clean cut.
Because of the footy.
Yeah.
And it's got great coffee and just you can get around everywhere. No, it's like known for its coffee and you can get around everywhere really quickly.
No, that's fair.
But I do a bit of travel for work to Canberra, and although no one really knows about it and you don't really go there for other work, it actually is a really beautiful place.
Yeah.
Everything's like so close together and like the... Parliament, like it's a really surreal sort of thing how it's all built around it. So you would obviously have to say outside WA, Queensland, you've got no choice.
It's gonna be, I really, really like Albany. I've done fuck all of WA.
I can't wait for this week that people are listening that I've just been
to. Yeah, you've been to Albany. I really like Albany, the town, the feel, and mum's really gonna love this answer. I really like Moorabbin.
Oh, so good the other week.
How close it is, and yet how far away it feels.
40-minute drive from mine.
40-50-minute drive. It's and beautiful. How far away you still feel from reality, but so disconnected from what's around. And mum will love that I said that. Because I'm not saying it for you either, mum. Yep. I'm not talking to you, mum. It's a conversation. Moorabbin.
Yep. How to be more open about mental health with women, especially the dating stage. I think it's so important to be open.
I think it's incredibly attractive.
How can you be with, getting towards being with someone long term if they don't know you're struggling or you have struggled or you need support?
Yeah, 100%. If I was on a first date, first time I met someone.
You're a waste of time, aren't you?
Yeah. And if they wanted to bring up mental health because I'm who I am and what I do, I'd be like, yeah, sick. They're confident.
I would like to think that this podcast and people, anyone who's lucky enough, mate, to sit down with you over dinner, me included, that is... going to chat to you and potential date, whatever. I would love to think that the podcast helps that conversation come up.
Yeah.
And that maybe two people that listen to our podcast can do the same. Like that's sort of like how it feels to be doing this sort of stuff, to make that a normal conversation at dates and all these sort of things. Because it's no different than having a chat with your mates at work, at footy, on a date, to your partner who you've been married for 10 years, whatever. You know?
Communication about how your emotions, how you're feeling is really, really fucking important and very attractive for someone to be able to do that in my eyes.
Oh, Robert, you'll love this one.
Yeah, you go, mate.
Actually, well, okay, I'll say it now. How do you feel about workplaces not taking mental health seriously?
I fucking hate it. I fucking hate it.
It's behind, isn't it? It's a bit behind the times.
It's fucking ridiculous. That's, I don't know how else we can talk about it. I fucking hate it. Find a better workplace and be a better workplace if you don't prioritise mental health.
Yep.
Also, I don't know a lot of the companies that print out all the right posters and send out all the right emails and make it seem
just tick the boxes.
They tick all the boxes for mental health, but in reality, you've got an employee that does a whole lot more than might meet the eye for mental health out there in society, but they don't give a fuck.
Are you talking from experience, mate?
Oh, possibly.
Okay, moving on. You go, mate.
What's the best advice for a newly turned 19-year-old who's trying to chase the side hustle bag?
Oh, this is great, because we are chasing the
side hustle bag. This is literally us right now, mate. So.
Hey, mate. Luke.
Get into it.
Just give it a crack.
There will be hiccups, there will be failures, there will be times you want to quit, there will be times where it's
nothing
easy.
Nothing changes if nothing changes.
Boom.
Go get it.
Boom. Go get it, Tiger. Give it a crack.
And
nothing good comes easy.
A genuine tip would just be to network and take every opportunity. Yep. You know, you never know who you're going to meet, who they know, what they know.
Fail and appreciate your failures as well. Failures.
Yep.
That's how you grow and learn.
Yep. Robbo.
Yes, mate.
What would you prefer for a touring setup? A van or a four-wheel drive?
To go remote. I've actually
been looking at this recently.
We spoke about it. I've been looking at vans on Marketplace and stuff.
Yeah, you love the van.
A
bit more easy in a van, wouldn't it?
If it was like a troopy and converted troopy, that'd be sick. Because then if you go in more residential areas, you can still pop up on the side of the road without having to set up a swag and everything. Whereas if it's just like a Hilux, it'd be hard. But then a van is like borderline a house with your little kitchen in there and everything.
Yeah.
So
a
troopy.
Yeah, great.
How
do I open a conversation with my friends about my needs not being met in the friendship?
If you can't open up a conversation with your friends and talk about your needs not being met, they're not friends you want in your life. That's plain and simple, in my opinion.
No.
If they can't maturely have a conversation about that with you, you deserve better.
You need to speak up.
Yeah.
So,
and if you're expressing your emotions regarding this, they back off or they whatnot.
Yeah.
To me, you've dodged a bullet.
Yeah.
And you can give more time, effort, and energy, to yourself and other people that will appreciate it more.
I've got this one.
Yep.
Well, that's a good one.
Okay, mate.
Robbo, do you actually drink Dr. V or do you just post about it because they pay you?
I actually fucking drink it. I said this the other week. Like, it's a sponsorship. Okay, we get that. Well, nothing to hide there.
They are mates.
Yeah. They don't pay me to drink it.
No, they pay you to mention it, I guess.
It's a sponsorship. You're paid to. It's a paid thing. But they don't pay me to get up every morning and neck one.
The way I'd answer it is we bought 10 each not long ago. They're gone.
Yeah.
Long gone.
Long fucking gone.
Didn't have one this morning because we've run out.
Yep. And what happened when we tried to film the first episode of this? This is our second take of this episode.
Not good.
Because we felt bleak.
Not good. I can say from experience as well, like doing my runs on the weekend, powering down the Siberian Rush.
Yeah, the red one, so the Energizer pre-workout type one.
Yeah.
It's fucking good.
It is good.
Like, I'm not paid to drink them, but I drink them.
So, if you're like a pre-workout person that gets all those jittery crashes and all that
or afterwards you crash 2 hours later and you need another Red Bull.
You're on the Red Bull. It's like in between the Red Bull and pre-workout kind of thing. It's like the best of both worlds.
And kombucha all combined into
goodies. Yeah, so to be honest, if you want to get on it, which you should, hashtag blokes is the code.
Yep.
20% off and free shipping.
Yep.
Cheapest chips. Cheaper than all the other rubbish.
Get a variety pack, like $16 for four or something. Cheaper than all your Red Bulls and stuff. Or different flavors.
Give them a try.
Just give it a crack.
Beauty.
I highly recommend.
So, in short, yes, you drink them. Drink them a lot.
And no, I'm not paid to drink them. Tips for having a sexy mo like yourself, Brownie.
Jokes aside, I reckon I could grow one like that.
I genuinely think you could.
Yeah. I've got the beard. Like,
just grow it.
Yeah.
Just grow it. Coconut oil. Beard balm. Comb it.
Yeah.
Grow it.
Yeah.
We've done a regret one.
How's your lawn going, Robbo?
Good, actually. Green. Scalped it to nothing. It's coming back well. It has got a few patches and it needs a top dress.
Put a bit of time and effort into it last week.
Bit of love. Yeah. And it was kind of scrutinised that I could have a bit of me time, but that's all right.
Yep. Would you rather buy a house or a business?
Neither at the moment.
Yeah.
Risky situation.
Like a beach ball, you can't keep inflation down.
Big Tony. We love Tony.
I think I'd rather buy a business.
I'd love to run a coffee shop. Yeah,
we'd be sick in there.
We're going to run a bloke coffee shop, bloke to bloke coffee van, going around Australia, have chats, have yarns, sell coffee.
It's like a podcast. It's like coffee van in the back, podcast in the front.
Brownie, this one's for you, mate.
Yep.
Rate the grain types. Favorite to least favorite's Hannah from Albany. I do believe she works the same company as me.
Okay.
Is you work in the grain industry?
Canola. then. Barley.
Why can I have a reason?
Canola because dollars.
Dollar signs.
Barley because not good.
So like canola, lupins, barley, oats, wheat, lentils, I think, comes under. Canola is $1,000. We hit $1,000.
So that's the most expensive.
So say you got basic English. You got a truck with two big trailers that you see driving along.
Yeah.
That's about $60,000 of canola when it was at its most a couple of weeks ago. I think it dropped down a little bit. Canola, because it's most expensive, also known as black gold.
Yep.
And barley is my least favourite because it's fucking itchy.
All right. Good stuff.
And everything else in between.
Yep.
Brownie, advice / ways to live more in the moment for people who are very future driven. Thanks, lads. X.
Find the balance, because as we spoke about a couple of weeks ago, you have to invest in your future.
Yep.
Of course.
It's more than likely to come.
Well, it will one day.
It's not guaranteed.
No, and that's a great quote you have.
So, no future is guaranteed. I messaged myself this so I could remember it.
Yeah.
Let me find it. No moment past the moment you're in right now in your life is guaranteed.
Yeah, 100%.
This afternoon isn't guaranteed.
Yeah.
That's plain and simple.
Yeah, I agree.
So, find that balance of setting up for your future, but also going, you can't miss every opportunity that comes along because you're setting up for your future when it's not guaranteed. Cordial before water.
I don't drink it.
Cordial before, so you can see how much you're putting in.
Will Josh ever get on the mullet?
Will you, mate?
Take me a few years. We'll be getting old. You reckon I could?
I'd look pretty average.
Oh, okay.
Just be who you are.
We'd have to quit bloke to bloke because it wouldn't be the
stuff. And I get clean cut. I do look fucking clean cut when I go clean cut.
What if you got this?
I used to have that.
Skin fade?
Yeah, not skin fade, but like...
Can we do it?
The front of it? That's what it is now.
It's kind of just, it's not too bad, is it?
What would be your number one tip for keeping your head high? You're amazing. Thank you.
For me, it's just have a bit of understanding self sort of worth, you know.
Yeah.
If you're a good person, you know that, and you do good things, then
you have every reason to keep your head high.
You will.
The last episode.
Perspective. Yeah.
Is my situation that my head is down for really worth being down for?
Agreed.
Or is it a fucking rip a day? Yep. I'm doing well. I'm healthy. I've got a roof over my head. Yep. I'm going to keep my head up.
100%.
That's, yeah.
Go-to shot at the pub?
Don't do shots.
If you had to? Mace pulled up the pink gin with a tiny cranberry. That was beautiful.
So I'm not a alcohol connoisseur and understand like smooth drinks and stuff like that.
No, it was cranberry, smooth though.
Like 80% pink gin if with cranberry.
Really. Yeah.
Was actually smooth.
If you had to at a bar, vodka?
Oh, it'd have to be probably.
Yeah.
Cannot do fucking, what do you call it, tequila.
Okay.
Comes straight back.
Robbo, if your anxiety's bad at work, how do you manage it? Any tips?
Breathing controls. Move away from the situation that may have me anxious.
Yep.
Again, perspective. Look at the big picture of 100%. What situation is making me anxious.
Yep.
You should put my phone down because often it's something to do with my phone or someone I'm messaging or whatever it might be. But a big one is perspective and stepping back and looking at the situation. And it's just a little hiccup that I might be going through in this big picture of life, which it doesn't really mean as much.
Yep.
Sorry, not mean as much. Isn't really
definitely
as big as I've built it up to be in my mind.
Yep.
So step back.
USA one.
Brownie, can you tell me where this USA one is? Ah, I've got it. What did you want to do for a career as a kid? Stephanie, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, USA. That sounds so sick.
That's so cool.
We're coming to visit.
We have a friend at a ranch in the USA.
Oh, jeez.
I wanted to be a lawyer.
Seattle. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
How'd that go for you?
I'm not a lawyer.
It's nice.
Up until like 16, I wanted to be a lawyer. Like, I was set. I did politics and law at school and everything.
Yeah, fair enough, mate.
Just bailed on it last minute.
A handyman, I wanted to be.
Yeah, I loved that.
Building shit and tinkering
with
stuff.
I was so bad at that stuff at school.
That's right. One of us has to be.
Yes. That's how we make this podcast. You do half the stuff, I do the other half. Perfect.
Yeah. That sounds good.
Cool. Good stuff.
I'll go this one.
Yep.
What's one goal you guys are working towards, podcast or private?
All right, let's go private first. What's yours?
Straight into it.
Yep. Private.
Jeez. Many, many investments and financial freedom.
Boom. I'm just trying to find stability in work.
Yep.
Career.
Nice. Yep. Podcast?
Building a brand. So we kind of want to do a merch and apparel, but more of a brand.
And just keep growing it, get the numbers up.
Yeah.
Keep hustling and eventuate into hopefully what we can call our career in some way.
Yep. Robbo.
Yes, mate.
Is the one who doesn't fight
a coward
or the one who is trying to start the fight?
So I said pussy there, but I hate using that word. It just feels wrong and immature.
Not good.
So we'll say coward. Doesn't
need much to it, to be honest.
The one who wants to fight is generally unable to control their emotions.
Close your fist and swing as hard as you can at someone.
All it shows is your inability to show maturity and your emotions. In my opinion, that's a coward. Can't use your mouth to discuss something.
You wouldn't
something,
be either, but we've not been about that, have we?
No.
Never.
I'm level-headed enough to either walk away or have a conversation.
We've both played footy and you get in the old jump punch. So you get a scuffle, but it's not ever closing your fist.
Start a
fully
fight?
Swinging.
Yeah. Like, if that's what you define as masculinity, an inability to control your emotions and you need to fight something out.
You're a proper man if you walk away.
In my opinion, or use the words that you've been taught to use. If you can't use words in
it's
situations,
not even your opinion,
you can't,
mate, it's fact.
Because you can't control your emotions.
That's fact, not opinion.
That's
fact.
A coward, in
that's,
my opinion.
That's fact, not your opinion. Please be stronger on that.
So that's a fact.
Yes.
Brownie, what do you guys find most attractive about women?
Couple things.
Yep.
It's obviously very specific to yourself, personal. For me, probably someone that I can have a good conversation with about, you know,
educated topics.
Yeah, educated topics. A great way to say it. What about you? I'll think of the other one as well.
Maturity is a big one, like a fucking high level of maturity.
I agree.
Enjoys their own company.
Fitness. Like being active and healthy.
Healthy and fitness. Driven.
Yeah.
Driven. Doesn't have to have it driven. All sorted out.
That's a great word.
Thanks, mate. I actually discovered it. Yeah. I actually wrote the Oxford Dictionary. I'm pretty humble. I keep that quiet.
Sorry, mate.
Someone that's driven. They don't have to have anything worked out, but if they're working towards working it out and driven and trying things, that is really attractive in my opinion. And someone who really appreciates and enjoys their own company and doesn't give a fuck about other people's opinions or what they do or think.
Definitely. Leads into this question, great.
Also, red flag crystals on the bedside table.
Okay.
Just quiet.
I agree. This leads great. Got a Mrs. Robbo? What do you do for work?
No, I don't have a Mrs. Brownie. I certainly don't, with a capital C and a capital D.
Oh, dear.
I will not, probably for another 10 years, I'd say.
Yep.
And maybe, I'll say.
What do you do for work?
I work for a big grain company, so we receive grain across the wheat belt at receival sites, let's say about half an hour away from each other, all through the wheat belt, and we store it and ship it off transport it via trucks and trains to the ports and ship it off across Australia.
Yep.
What do you do?
I've got a missus and I work for the government.
So you're one of those spies.
Yeah, marketing,
so you control
media,
the birds
PR.
With cameras in their eyes. Yeah. Yeah, your drone is actually a bird.
Zing on, Robbo.
Thanks for that question, mate. That was good.
Riley.
Hey, guys. I'm Perth Boy. I was wondering how you guys manage stressful situations. How do you manage stressful situations, Brian?
Take a minute out of it if you can.
Because you do get quite stressed.
Yeah, I'm a stress head, for sure.
Yeah.
At work, if I'm stressed, I get up from my desk, go walk around the office a bit.
Yeah.
Just calm down a little bit.
Yeah, get a bit of fresh air.
Take yourself out of the...
Yeah, the equation moment. That's making you stressful.
Yeah, just... You can get consumed by stress, I think, if you just don't take yourself out. Do you have a way?
For me, it's control the variables you can control and try your hardest to just accept the variables you can't control because you have no control over them. Look at what you've got control over, work around that, focus on that, and the rest, unfortunately, is out of your hands.
Yeah.
So it's out of your hands. It's not worth your stress.
Yeah.
So the variables you can control and let the rest happen.
Find a job you love or stick with one you tolerate for good money.
Find a job I love.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, look.
It's difficult.
It's not easy.
But at the end of the day...
You're probably just going to spend that extra money...
Making up for the fact that you don't like
tolerating,
your job,
yeah.
To go on your holidays, to escape the reality.
Yeah, I agree.
So if you love your job every day, you don't need these extra things to make up for the fact that you don't like what you're doing for the majority of your day.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Thanks, mate. I thought it made sense.
Dream job?
Dream job. Strike.
This would be sweet.
Yeah. Helping people through things like this, podcasts, extra formats, platforms.
On a big scale,
yeah.
Answer that question. The dream job for me would be doing something I love as my own boss.
Yep.
Right. So, like, we don't make money, essentially, but we are our own boss of this.
Yep.
There's no one above us telling us
what to do.
What
yeah.
to do.
No, that's
so
fair.
We have 100% control. We essentially have 50-50 each yep. of this. That's the dream in yep. whatever I do.
Yep.
This right now is probably one of those aspirations. Yep. Don't see why not. Traveling around and having a chat. This, yeah, and
if we can eventuate to that, that'd be fucking sick.
Yeah.
And helping people. Yeah. An investor would be that. And
we could do both. Investor. On the road, trade 7 to 1.
Yep. No, I agree. Based on, talk about investing, what percent of your money is in stock/crypto compared to just savings? James Nell from the UK.
Fantastic question. Honestly, really fantastic because we don't even know.
Mine's about 50%.
So you're, right now you're 50-50?
Yeah.
I'm 40 cash, 60 investments.
Yeah.
I don't have crypto. I won't bash it again. People have sick of me bashing crypto, but those stock/crypto. I don't know though, because I'm feeling like with
the market's tricky, it's difficult. I've in my mind, I'm safe with the figure in my bank account.
I was going to say, as long as you have emergency funds for up to 3 months, is the usual 3 to 6 months.
Yeah.
You're all right. You can go a bit higher. I'm really tossing up going a little bit more into stocks.
Yeah.
Worried about inflation, you're going to lose your money. We've spoken about this before. Yeah, if you want further information, let us know. I can chat to someone about that.
Hi, lads. Hope all is well. Thanks, mate. Hope all is well for you too. What's your go-to movie
Don't
and
answer.
Why?
Don't answer. On three, ready? Three, this is not planned. Three, two, one. Harry Potter.
Oh. Fuck.
Which one?
Harry Potter series. The whole fucking series.
Binge watch it all as one. It's just one.
No sleep. Can't go to the toilet. No food. 22 hours or something, isn't it?
We should chuck a bloke-to-bloke event.
You're joking.
Where it's just Harry Potter.
Yeah, Harry Potter theme. We've got to dress up.
No talking, nothing. No, you don't. Just watch the movie. No talking, nothing. Like, come meet us. No, you're not meeting us. Just sit next to us. We're going to watch it.
You've posted Harry Potter, you fucking weirdo. Righto, mate. You ask the next one, mate. I'll ask.
Okay. Robbo.
Yeah, mate.
Do you think footy shorts and a button-up shirt is appropriate for your videos?
Fucking oath. I don't want them now. I can wear what I want. Smart casual.
He's dressing for the occasion, all right?
Smart casual is my opinion.
Party at the top. No, what is it? Party at the... No, business at the top, party at the bottom.
Yeah, or footy at the bottom.
Or just...
Wedding at the top.
Fitness and health and...
And
energies and... Yeah.
Yep. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, another reason I wear button-ups because it's got pockets and I don't have fucking pockets in my footy shorts so I can chuck my phone. And
so, obviously, that Russell here thinks that my attire's... Obviously. Semi-acceptable.
Yeah, thanks,
I've got
Russell.
Jeans, shorts on.
I thought
that was
a bit more acceptable.
No worries.
What happens when you get criticism from someone you would take advice from, Josh Brown?
Two types. You're either going to get constructive criticism.
Or nasty.
Or nasty. So if it's constructive, then you take it on the chin. You have a think about it. Doesn't mean you need to accept it, but you need to think about it.
Yep.
If they're just saying, like, for example, hey, Robbo, mate, you look shit. That's probably not something you can take.
That comes more from the issues and problems they've got in their mind and their own insecurities than the actual thing that's coming out of their mouth.
Yeah.
So you cop that, and if it's someone you would take advice from, identify what is coming out as actual advice and criticism or having a nasty dig, in my opinion.
Yep.
But yeah, always cop it on the chin if it's genuine help and think about what you can change.
Yep. Robbo.
Yes, Brownie.
What are you most proud of right now?
Helping people.
Yep.
The amount of people I have helped.
Yep. Right now, this podcast, overall, my masters.
Yeah.
Overall for you? Still helping people? You done a lot of that.
Oh, fucking no. Fantastic. That's like, that is, nothing can trump some of the messages I've got on Instagram. Nothing.
Yeah.
No degree, no money. That's,
Oh, this is a good one, actually. Go to cocktail on a night out. We've both done a bit of bar work.
Oh, definitely vodka Red Bull.
Is that a cocktail, mate? I don't think so.
Espresso martini.
Yeah. Have you made one before?
No.
I can make one for you. We'll do that after this.
Next one.
They're beautiful.
There was a question I did want to ask. I've got the next one, mate.
Yep.
If I can find it.
Yep. I'll ask you one quickly.
Okay, mate.
Do dudes get chafed when wearing boardies?
I don't wear boardies. Neither. I wear footy shorts.
Yeah, same.
When I go for runs, I put petroleum jelly, which is...
That's where skin's right.
In between my legs, because it chafes.
Just wear skins.
I just chuck a bit of petroleum jelly on and the fat can just slide rather than in my thighs. I'd presume if you ran all day with sand in between your legs or in bodies, you would get a bit of chafe.
Well, that's rough, yeah.
Best / funniest part of your week, boys.
This is the best.
So this was the week before last.
This is the best part of my week.
Yeah, bloody oath. Funniest?
Oh, funniest. Just some of the yarns we have, probably listening to Tony Lucantro talk about beach balls and inflation and
we talk a lot of shit all day.
Yeah, we do.
Best part was, as I mentioned last episode, a lady who heard me whistling at the servo and she just said, "Are you whistling?" I said, "Yeah." Yeah. She said, "Good on you." And I thought, fucking oath, that's so lovely to say that she can see I've got a positive attitude and she acknowledges that. And that was really nice. The funniest...
It's got to be, actually. Hopefully they see this photo. It's trying to take a photo or a video with the drone, with the whiteboard.
Like right on the main road, everyone's like looking at the window. Like,
we're trying to get the drone to fly backwards on auto quick shots while
with the drone
while
the
holding the whiteboard in the wind.
Like coffee,
coffee and keys and phones and
And a bloke ran over a pole in the middle of sight the other day. Just and it wouldn't have been anyone else but this typical bloke that would have done it, and that was quite amusing right in front of us. It was the loudest, scariest thing, but
love that.
I did chuckle at that, believe it or not.
What's your favourite type of bread? Spelt B-R-E-A-D.
So we specified the spelling there for a reason that only you and I will understand. Thanks, mate. Inside joke. Cool.
Oops.
No one else understand that. That's fine.
Yep.
Girl problems. banana bread, obviously.
Yep.
Closely followed by rye bread. Healthy. What about you, mate?
Banana bread for sure. It's got to be, doesn't it?
Coffee me some water.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Would you ever visit Ireland... What do you think of Ireland from the Republic of Ireland?
I have been to Wales and England.
So it's pretty much the same.
No, it's not, but beautiful places. I assume they're fairly similar.
Yeah, they'd probably beg to differ.
We will only know if we like or not by attending.
Which we will one day.
Via world tour.
As long as we'll detour to Pennsylvania and then go to Ireland. And then come back to...
Usually do that sort of stuff.
Then go to New Zealand. Then go to Queensland.
You usually go around the world on a world tour.
You do my head in sometimes. a lovely place from what it seems. Yeah. You can get pretty pissed.
Yep.
Which is cool. Yep. I don't have much of a cool accent. I don't have much.
Last question.
Yeah, mate.
NFA, not financial advice. What is your one stock pick for the rest of the year? To wrap up this Q&A.
TMB.
Wait. On three.
One, I'm going to say it.
Two, three.
TMB.
Tambora Metals.
TMB.
Is it Tambora Metals?
Tambora Resources or Metals?
What's the B?
TM. I don't know. Tambora. TMB.
That's what Tambora Resources then.
I don't know what it
Either
is.
Either way, TMB. It's out the back near you. Yeah, so not financial advice, but we love TMB.
We hope it's going to be it's a bit of a punt for us. Where see it could it go, we don't know. Yeah.
Or Lake.
Or Beam Communications, BCC.
Okay.
Or CZZ, Castillo Copper.
Okay.
Or Axe Archer Minerals.
We'll cut it there.
Or Vulcan Resources might come back.
As always, everyone that's got on board, shared tiles.
We appreciate it. I love you.
Snippets and all that.
It's phenomenal. Jazz.
The numbers are incredible.
Yeah. We are growing. Really fucking cool. See the impact that we can have.
We are growing and growing and growing. We love that. I've had a few quite famous people
on
board and share. And it's
some
great
blue ticks.
Yeah,
which we're on the hunt for.
I think you'll be much further ahead there than me. Maybe bloke to bloke can get one.
That'd be sick.
Always forward to...
Yeah. Thank you so much, everyone.
To what we're going to hopefully come out with soon. We've got maybe a new setup coming.
Oh,
hopefully. Yeah. We've got... some big ideas around content.
Yeah.
Got some big ideas around.
We have big plans branding. And ideas, yeah. We need to fucking get into it.
Only possible because of everyone that's listened, whether it's one episode or 18. So,
yeah. So, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
We really, really, really appreciate it.
And just quickly, if you do want to support us, as we said, #blokes with Dr. V's website.com.au.
Yep. And a share also really supports us. And we'll put our BSBN account number. On the next post, you put on Instagram.
We're not going to do that.
I will.
Robbo, mate, great questions.
Good fun. It was a good episode.
Really lighthearted. Good fun.
Nice to do sometimes.
Yeah.
Break it up.
So, yeah. As always, mate.
Blokes. bloke to bloke.
Bloke to bloke.
Thanks for tuning in, you Fed Income legends.
For more bloke to bloke content, jump on our Instagram page and show us some love.